Good morning and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the teleconference where Mr. Jean-Pascal Bobst, Chief Executive Officer of Bobst Group, will be discussing the company's 2014 consolidated turnover, with some preliminary comments on the 2014 full-year financial results, which will be published on the 17th of March, 2015. Sir, please go ahead.
Good morning and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for the interest you show in our company by attending this telephone conference. Its purpose is to comment on the Bobst Group 2014 consolidated turnover and give you additional comments about the company situation in 2014 and some outlook for 2015. With me today, Attilio Tisi, our Chief Financial Officer, and Giuseppe Santoro, our Investor Relations Manager and Group Treasurer. The press release was issued this morning. You have all received it. This press release can also be found on our internet website. The consolidated sales for the full year 2014 amounted to 1.3 billion Swiss francs, which represents a decrease of 54 million Swiss francs, or -4%, compared to 2013. Sales in the second half of 2014 reached 740 million Swiss francs, compared with 560 million Swiss francs in the first half of the year, and to 791 million Swiss francs in the second half 2013. The following changes lie behind the sales evolution: decrease in volume of 45 million Swiss francs, or -3.3%. Exchange rate variance had a negative impact of 9 million Swiss francs, or 0.7%. A total decrease in sales of 54 million Swiss francs, or -4%. In 2014, the global economy remained quite unbalanced from region to region. Many European countries are looking for clear signs of a positive momentum in the economy, which would positively impact their investment capabilities. Political instability in many countries such as Ukraine, Syria, and Egypt weigh unfavorably on the economy. China's growth rate is lower than expected. India started to regain confidence after the last elections, while North America is quite strong and South America remained subdued. Global political instability and currency fluctuations impinge on business dynamics. In this very challenging context, we are happy about the resilience of the packaging industry, which represents a key element in the capacity of the group to reach the ambitious objectives set for the year 2014. Our anticipated net result 2014 will be higher than the guidance announced last December. Sales of sheet-fed products remain stable compared to the previous year at 639 million Swiss francs. The activity for the business unit sheet-fed is strong in corrugated board, compensating for reduced demand for products in the folding carton industry. The business activity reached levels significantly above expectation in North America, Poland, Spain, and Italy. On the other hand, unsatisfying sales activity was recorded in Russia and CIS and Japan. Despite a slow start in 2014, the full-year turnover is very satisfactory, and the backlog for 2015 is higher than 12 months before. The first three digital printing presses on corrugated board will be installed at our customers during the first semester 2015. The sales of business unit wet-fed products decreased by 15.8% and achieved 283 million Swiss francs for the year 2014. During the year, the business unit Webfed has suffered due to lower activity in tobacco, special machines for thin applications, and also due to consolidation among customers, which is putting pressure on price. Regulations and e-cigarettes might also impact our activities in the near future. The sales of the business unit services and spare parts reached 377 million Swiss francs, with an unfavorable impact on FX rates of 6.6 million Swiss francs. We are satisfied with the performance of our service activities. Now some comments by geographical areas. The geographical distribution shows a 2% improvement in sales in Europe, which represents 46.3% of the total sales. A significant improvement in countries such as Poland, Spain and Italy was partly eroded by lower sales in countries such as Russia, Romania, as well as Germany and UK. Sales in the Americas reduced by 3.3% compared to 2013, but still represent 29.2% of the total sales. Although turnover in the US increased, other countries, in particular Mexico and Brazil, recorded lower sales than in 2013. The sales in Asia and Oceania decreased by 14.5%, remaining significantly below the previous year. They represent 21.7% of the total sales. This was mainly due to important one-time sales in Indonesia recorded in 2013 and a general slowdown in China in 2014 for imported machines. Sales in Africa has 2.8% of the total sales. I would like to give you now some outlook for 2015. 2015 should have started very positively, indeed, before the Swiss National Bank announced the discontinuation of the minimum exchange rate with the euro. Due to good bookings in the last months of 2014, the group started 2015 with a slightly higher backlog of orders than the year before. Our customers' positive investment mood continued into January of this year. The decision of the European Central Bank taken last January to strongly support the economy should have a positive impact on the investment capabilities of companies. The group therefore anticipates a good utilization of production capacities for at least the first half of the year. A significant negative impact came from the fluctuation of the euro as well as the US dollar since January 15th. Bosch Group has decided to defend its market share. Therefore, the group assumes an unchanged volume for machines, spare parts, and services sold to our customers. Taking into consideration the current exchange rate of 1.05 per euro and 0.92 per US dollar, the group has lowered its turnover guidance for the year 2015 from 125 to 1.33 billion Swiss francs to a new range of 115 to 1.23 billion Swiss francs. The entire backlog available at the beginning of the year 2015 was hedged at rates close to 1.21 for the euro and 0.92 for US dollars, close to our budget rate. Based on the above assumptions, the group expects its net profit 2015 to be higher than 15 million Swiss francs. This new guidance does not yet include the effects of measures which are currently evaluated and which should limit the negative impact of the new currency situation on the group's full year results. Further details and updates will be given with our results announcement on March 17, 2015. We are now ready to answer your questions.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, today's question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you wish to ask a question, please press the star or asterisk key followed by the digit one on your telephone keypad. We will take the questions in the order received and will take as many as time permits. Once again, please press the star or asterisk followed by one if you have a question. Thank you. Our first question comes from the line of Mark Webb from Argos. Please go ahead with your question, Mark.
Yes, hello, Mr. Bobs. I wonder whether you can help us understand what you're saying in terms of your revised guidance for 2015. With world currencies having fallen 15% against the Swiss franc, and you're revising down your guidance in Swiss francs by less than 10%, implicitly, are you revising up your guidance in world currencies by 5%?
Thank you for your question. No, today we just gave you the new guidance on the top line because we decided from a strategical point of view to keep market share. That means the market is pulling. The market today from a customer base is quite positive, and we don't want to lose ground or lose market share due to this new exchange rate situation. We are today completely working on measures, and with what we know and a lot of uncertainties, we estimate, we gave you this new guidance for the net result of 15. You should understand overall that it's quite complex today to have a clear picture, knowing that the backlog 15 is already hedged, as I mentioned. Half of the year is already hedged at 121 with the euro about and 092 for the US dollar. Then also you know that we bought already products, raw materials, and so on for 15 at an exchange rate of 121. So only a little can be purchased at a more favorable rate from that perspective, and so on and so on. So we will give you more information in March about which impact and how we see the evolutions. But today, clearly, we are not looking at a worst-case scenario.
Okay, if I can ask you just a second question. Your sales in Asia are down 14%. Can you comment on, give us a little bit more color in where and in what equipment sales are falling in Asia, and give us a bit of a feeling of market share in Asia. What's actually happening? Are there competitors taking your place? Are your machines too expensive, etc.? Could you give us a bit of a color on that in Asia and as well in the rest of the world?
Sure, I will say the situation in Asia in particular, 2013, we had a very exceptional year for tobacco, and that's why business unit WebFed also, as announced, has made a record year ever in 2013 due to a very large investment in Indonesia, especially, as well as some large equipment in China for special machines and tobacco industry. We, for quite some time now, announced already a reduction of that because those rules and new regulations was approved in 2012 for, or 11 and 12 for implementation in 13. And that's why a majority of the drop is due to retrofits or large orders for these two countries. On the other side, we have seen in 2014 a reduction of activity in China, and this also applies for imported machines. We export from Europe, import to China, and we had less of these higher-end products sold in 2014 in China due to a slowdown in this economy. From a market share point of view, we continue our journey, and we continue to launch entry and basic machines, as I explained during the conference in December in Zurich, and the strategy continues, and we are confident that we will to get more market share step by step, but of course with a much lower selling price on this segment of the industry.
Okay, thank you very much.
You are welcome.
Our next question comes from the line of Patrick Rafiaitz from Bank Vontobel. Please go ahead with your question, Patrick.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. A few questions from my side. You've given a guidance for top line in 2015 and for a profit. Can you say what would be the profit outlook for 2015 had these hedges not been in place for your backlog, just to get a feeling for that? Then you also mentioned that the guidance for profit in 2014 is that profit's going to be better than we thought back in December. Is that coming from higher margin, or is that coming from below the line items, so below the EBIT line? And then lastly, digital printing being installed in H1, has that already happened? Is it happening now? Will it be in Q2? Are you being a bit delayed here, or just a bit more color on that? And sorry, just one very last one. The measures you are evaluating, can you already say something more about them? How big can that be in terms of costs? What exactly is it going to be? Or is that too early at this point? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Rafez, for your questions. I will start, if you allow me, from the bottom, from your last question, and go backwards. For the digital printing, we are, as discussed in December, on track. We are installing right now the first machine in six weeks. March, we will install the second machine and the third machine in May. So we are on track, and the fourth machine will be made just after that once we have the resources aligned. So on there, we can say we are up to schedule compared to what we explained in December. And, of course, we are looking forward for the performance of the equipment after the summer. On the measures, we can say nothing today, we will try to do our utmost to be as clear and transparent as possible in March. As you follow Bob's group for quite some time, we have seen that in 2009, in 2011, we took the necessary measures, and the group delivered almost always what we promised. So we will look at thoroughly what does it mean. We need to understand also where this new level of stability or equilibrium, Swiss francs euro and Swiss francs dollar, will be, because with instability you can make no forecast and no planning. And we will continue our strategy. Our strategy as of today does not change. And we will give you more information in March. Mm-hmm. On the higher results compared to the guidance for 14 given in December, we have an improvement as well as on the EBIT level and on the net result level. I cannot give you more, but you can count on the improvements on both lines. Mm-hmm. And now for the hedging in place, for 2015, I will give the word to Attilio Tissi, because this is the expert of these very, very, very complex calculations for the group, and I'm sure he's delighted to give you the answer.
Thank you very much, Mr. Bob. Hello, Mr. Rafael. What we can tell you right now is that based on the hedgings we have done on the backlog, we expect to have a positive impact below EBIT, which is between EBIT and net result, of 8 to 10 million Swiss francs.
Okay. So I guess that will be the net financial result then?
No. If you take interest, positive and negative, this still remains, but the pure hedging impact, what we lose above EBIT, we gain then below EBIT, and this is between 8 and 10 million Swiss francs.
Understand. Thank you.
Did we answer your question, Mr. Rafez?
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Remo Rosenau. Please go ahead with your question, Remo.
Yes, thank you. Just to be very clear on the guidance of 2014, in December you said that you expect a flat result on the adjusted numbers of the previous year, which would be, if I'm not mistaken, 36.8 million on the net profit and 72.6 million on the EBIT. And you refer to those numbers, right, when you say it'll be better than that. That is the first question. And on both levels. Then the second question is on the net debt. Does it sound like a sensible assumption if you would assume kind of a net debt level by the end of 2004 of, you know, give and take 75 million? And now looking forward into 2015, although you cannot disclose or discuss any of the measures you are currently evaluating on fighting the currency situation. However, could you probably say that, you know, regardless of what measures you will be taking, that you will be able to finance them, number one, internally, and number two, that the net debt level by the end of 2015 will not be remarkably higher, you know, without acquisitions or anything, just with the ordinary business, including such measures, compared to the end of 2014.
Thank you very much, Mr. Rosenau, for these questions. I will handle the first one and Atiotis the second one. When we gave the guidance for 2014 results, as you mentioned, EBIT 72.6 million and net result 36.8, and we said this is better than that. Yes, this is what we said. The net result for and the EBIT compared to these two numbers for 14 will be higher. And Attilio, for the second question.
Good afternoon, Remo. As of today, we expect not only due to the announcement of improved results compared to our last guidance, but also because we continued our efforts to improve net working capital, not to disappoint on the net debt level for 2014. So we should be significantly better than the number you know from back in June. And as Mr. Bob said, we cannot yet communicate on the measures which will be taken, but this should all be measures with no negative cash impact, and as we confirm a positive net result, and we don't want to lose ground on net working capital, normally we should continue to generate cash also in 2015. This means we should be able, as you said before, acquisitions or other particular investments, to further improve our net debt level.
Okay. And just an adjacent question to that. You also said that your net profit should be higher than 15 million before any measures. That means if you wouldn't do anything, 15 million is kind of the floor you expect at the current stage. However, obviously you will do something. That means that the results could be positively impacted already in 2015 by those measures.
This is clearly the intention, yes, but we cannot comment more at this stage.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Thomas Bormann from Merbold. Please go ahead with your question, Thomas.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. I have a number of questions, if you allow. Well, first of all, just to that I understand it as well, with regard to the measures you're taking, when you say, Attilio, there's no cash impact, that means we can exclude restructuring costs at this point in time. Is that correct?
All right. We will take each question after one another, Thomas.
Yes, please. Oh, you want me to ask all of them?
Yes, yes.
Okay, that's the first question. Second question is, I would assume that the changed FX situation has no impact on your R&D and innovation efforts. But just to be sure, can you confirm on this line? And then maybe attached to that, I think we have a CapEx guidance of roughly 34 to 36 million. Two parts in there. are you curtailing your CapEx plans due to the bigger challenge in the market? Yes or no? And secondly, I would even if the answer is no, I would assume you come in a little bit lower than that because CapEx outside Switzerland should come in cheaper. If you could give here an updated guidance, that would be very helpful. And then the next question is on basically on your strategy. You said, Mr. Dobbs, that your intention is not to walk away from orders. Can you confirm what comes out of the networks? That means you have to, I mean, in the short term, probably compromise on prices and on margins. Is that statement correct? Yes. And then finally, with regard to the market in the U.S., we see another big merge among or within your customer base, referring to Rock 10 and Midwest Waco. What is your first take on that plan? Do you expect the usual that these two companies will have a close look at their production capacity, which could mean in the short term less orders in machinery before they basically go ahead and look at their machining park? And then finally, one more, if I may, regarding the 15 million, or when you say net profit 15 should be at least 15 million, we saw the comments that came with it. That number includes, or is it correct that this number includes the 8 to 10 million hedge gain that you expect in the financial or below the EBIT result? And if so, that would mean probably that taking the 15 million as a reference on the bottom line, that the EBIT on that reference would not be much higher. Is there, or in other words, if you could help us what the 15 million net profit, if it were achieved in 15, what it would mean on the EBIT line, including the 8 to 10 million hedge gain. Thank you.
Thank you, Thomas. So the first question about the assumption saying that we will not make a restructuration. In fact, the group transformation, which end up by end of 15, announced in November 2011, is underway, and we do not foresee today the change of the strategy. We believe the group has the right strategy, the right footprint, and the right program in order to be competitive in our segment of industry. Now, of course, this new, very abrupt and volatile impact of exchange rates, we always have the questions, what if and what should we do? And you know, Bobs, we look for midterm targets and not for six-month targets. Therefore, we can state today already that Bobs Group will not change its strategy. Which means, in fact, to your second question, that R&D and innovation, we will look at all alternatives. We will look at how and what shall we maybe speed up in our strategy, always the same strategy, always by saying we want to develop basics machines in India and China, entry-level machines there as well, but more from a maintenance perspective from R&D, and the medium and high-tech we will do and continue to do in Europe. The competence center in Switzerland remains. We will not change that strategy. So, of course, we will review that and come back in March by telling you maybe, okay, we have postponed maybe some activities in order to safeguard cash and look at a midterm segment. But, again, we will not change the strategy as and with what we know today. On the CapEx side, as we are looking at all avenues and programs and projects, we will reduce the CapEx volume and certainly be more around 30 million than what we gave 34 to 36 in December. From a market perspective and the strategy, yes, we want to keep our market share because we have a good momentum on the market. because the new product range we launched, the 8 novelties we launched last year, and the next, I will say 8 coming now in 15 and 16, looks quite promising, and we don't want to destroy this positive momentum. Therefore, we will make efforts and reduce the margin on the sales of some deals. That said, if you look at the dollar, we went down rapidly, but back to a 92 level, which is okay. It's not 98, it's not 1 to the dollar and the Swiss francs, but still 92, 94 is something where we feel reasonably well, and we can compete. With the euro, and a very interesting situation shows that customers understand, they are shocked. They look at, of course, our performance overall, the service activity, service improvements we have made the last years, and the dedication to the industry. And interesting enough to say that they are ready to pay a bit more, or we are ready to give less discount. And at least for the last weeks, 2 or 3 weeks, we don't see a reduction of discussions or negotiations on that field. And so we hope to regain a couple of points, but certainly the margin will suffer because we believe in going for the volume and keeping the market share, of course, in Europe, where we have the strongest competitors in our field. The market, in your question regarding Meter, Westveco, and Rockten, are very complex. You have the two strategies. Either they say concentrate, digest, and do not invest anymore, or almost the opposite. I'm more in favor of a continuous investment because Rockten is a very strong and loyal Box customer. They increase a lot their capabilities and their willingness to increase the performance. And I hope, I'm not sure today, but I hope this type of alliance or a merger will allow Box to position ourselves in a unique way because we can offer programs in productivity improvement, moving machines, tooling improvement, as well as taking out old equipment and replacing by new. So we have done it with one large group in Europe the last 3 years, with a lot of success, and of course we will try to do the same, no guarantee, but I'm more on the optimistic way because the average age of machines in the U.S. is still much older than what we have in Europe, and I guess for this new group, they will have to continue to invest, but to be seen and followed carefully. Well, and the last question, Thomas, on the on the 15 million net result minimum, the hedge gains are included, you're right, and we cannot comment today more on the EBIT level or whatsoever, but I can just confirm that the hedging gain are included in the 15 million.
Okay, thank you very much. That's thank you for the answer, except the last is a bit sobering, I must say, but it is what it is. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Armin Richberger from ZKB. Please go ahead with your question, Armin.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. Well, there's just one question left I have. Again, regarding the 15 million in 2015, you said that's under the assumption of same amount of machines, spare parts, and services. As I assume, you tend to sell more machines, more spare parts and services. And if I look at your order backlog, which is higher in the beginning of this year, then I hope that that's like more very minimum guidance you give here with 15 million, especially if the hedging gain is included.
Thank you, Mr. Eschberger. I understand your question. It is certainly correct to challenge this number. Again, we are working and making quite a lot of simulations from a top-line perspective. Yes, we have a higher backlog, which is fantastic. We see a good momentum on the market. However, as you know, in 3 months' time, changes can come, other news, other, and we have no certainty. If you remember, in 2014, we came also with a top-line guidance higher, and we announced today 1.3 billion. And last time we met, you were also saying that you are too prudent. Why? Certainly you have 20, 30 million more in the pocket, and guess what? It didn't come. So now it's changing quite rapidly. This is, we have to live with it. That's why we try to make the group as agile as possible, as lean as possible. But frankly, we don't make extra buffer just to come back by saying, look, we made 100 million more. This is our best. You should understand we have deals, we have hot projects, then becomes in the funnel, and we study all these funnel and deals, and we put, of course, some hypotheses on the realistically how much can we get and gain in each market. We get more and more closer to a reality check, and frankly, this is our forecast for this year. Certainly in June, we will see much better. For WebFed, the delivery time is more 6 to 9 months, so everything which will be made until April will be delivered this year. After, will be a backlog for 16, and you know WebFed has a lower backlog than expected, lower turnover, so we have less visibility in folding cartons, for example, which we have only 3 or 4 months delivery date. That's our concern. And from a top-line perspective, then on the bottom line or the net result is too hazardous today, too difficult today to tell you more. Of course, we will take measures. Of course, we will try to improve this guidance. But again, we bought our raw material for 15 at 121, 122. Not at 105 or 1.0. So, I mean, we will see. We will manage as the best we can. But on the average level, certainly we will have a big impact on 15, and that we will come back with the measures and tell you more in March.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have one additional question just to make it very clear. Your hedging rates, you said it's according to your budget rates 2015, but I mean that's the old budget rates with 121 and 092 for the
it's
dollar.
Correct.
That's correct.
Yes.
Okay.
It's correct.
Mm-hmm.
We made the budget 15 with 129 and 092,
mm-hmm.
and we have hedged an average, because each deal is deal by deal. So we continue to hedge each deal, but the average of the backlog was 121.092.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Herbert Maffei from BTRA Fund. Please go ahead with your question, Herbert.
Hey, good afternoon, Jean-Pascal. Let's get back on the on your previous statement about keeping your market share. I hope you're not in Mario's Draghi's mode and will do whatever it takes to keep your market share. Hopefully not, I would say. But at the end of the day, are you a part of, let's say, what is manufactured in Swiss francs and sold in euros? Are you experiencing other headwinds coming from other parts of the world, i.e. an exposure Swiss francs to other currencies?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Matte, for the questions. I will try to cut in half in two questions. First, we are not desperate. However, with the product range and innovations and launch of products we have, we don't want to cut the positive dynamic on the market. And from this 17-18% reduction, now a bit less with the 105 with the euro. We want to say to our customers that we are robust, we are sustainable, and we are strong partners. And as I mentioned, we will be able to regain a few points on the margin because they understand, so it's less discount or whatever. But we have to see. Everybody is shocked. I mean, on the market, I can tell you, when the day the Swiss National Bank announced the news, I was in Germany with one of my executives visiting customers, and we looked at around the table and we said, wow, what do we do now? And the first action we said, you stop every transaction, no signature, for the next 4 days. Just have a look. So that was the first only decisions we made the same day, and I can tell you customers understand and they suffer, and they will not pay 20% more, but they will make also some efforts due to our technology and reliability. How much? I can say more certainly in 3-4 months, but we are not desperate, but I think the momentum is good. In 11, as a reminder, the market was not present. In 11, it was very difficult. We had really no volume or less volume, and this made the equation quite different. For the machine in Switzerland, machine made in Switzerland sold in other currencies. It depends each currency, of course. If you go to China or India or Indonesia or whatever, but as of today, we don't see such a big impact for machines made in Switzerland sold to these countries. Now, again, when you look at the product mix, of course, we sell much more basic and entry-level machines than high-tech machines in India, that's for sure. And we do see postponement on discussions, customers saying in India, okay, wait, let's wait, or in Middle East. I was there also for a couple of days, and they say, we want the package, we want these, but of course, we wait another couple of weeks. So we are not losing momentum, but certainly postponement of orders. And voila, then we have to maybe shift from high-tech to medium or entry-level product. Today we are more ready for this type of difficulties because we have a broader product range, which when the customer says, I cannot afford a high-tech machine, we can go to a medium or an entry. It's not always possible, but it's certainly an opportunity not to lose the customer. Because, as you know, once the customer leaves you, then to regain, it's very expensive. And I believe today the strategy for Bob's group is the right one.
Okay. Just extrapolate into the second half of 2015, could we say that in your guidance of the minimum 15 million, you give yourself enough, let's say, room to have, let's say, even tougher condition or negotiation conditions for the second half beyond the simple effect of the currency?
Difficult to answer what you mean with tougher. Certainly, what we have in mind is we want to keep this positive momentum because we know next year we have Drupa, and we want to take advantage of what we see today as a positive trend. I do not foresee a drop or a price war on the market for second half of this year. This year, the landscape, if you want, remains, but we just don't want to give oxygen to our competitors and make their life easy.
Okay, clear. Then one very last one, if I may. On maintenance, your costs, currency-wise, your costs are more or less balanced country-wise or not? I.e., are you, let's say, today invoicing in Swiss francs or invoicing in the local currency where you've got this maintenance effective?
Yeah, so maintenance, we have a very extensive service organization, and we invoice locally with the local currency.
Yes, but with local costs in terms of, let's say...
Local costs.
Local costs. Okay, local. Thank you very much, and all the best.
and all the best for the rest of the year.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of York Rooney from AWP. Please go ahead with your question.
Good day, Mr. Bobster. This is York Rooney from AWP. Could you shed a little bit of light on your expectations in Asia and on the Chinese economy?
Thank you, Mr. Fehrenbach. In China, the economy, I will say, is asking itself the question how much the government will continue to pump money and push the development, and of course, for them, how far they will have to restructure and become more cost-effective. If I can take, and I talk only about packaging, because this is what we know, I'm not talking about the other industries in China, but we see certainly today a lot of customers, potential customers, who had a quite easy life and bought a lot of cheap machines, and today this model is no longer viable. And they have to close, to shut down, they have to restructure. And in some region in China, you see that quite drastically. It's maybe 8, 10, 15 different companies. They can consolidate and do something else. So for us, again, for Bobst, packaging in China is growing. This is no question. And the success of Bobst in China will certainly be if we are able to develop the right product for this market and for their requirements with the right, we say, a Chinese service, which is not the service we know in mature markets or even in South America. And we are present in China. We continue to invest. We believe and we know it will be a long journey. Without being too optimistic, but I believe this year will be a better year for Bobst. Now, for imported machines, this is another segment, that will remain difficult because, of course, the Swiss francs is quite much too strong, and we don't want there to subsidize too much this high technology in China, so we will try to convince customers to buy more entry and medium technology and remain that way. So China remains attractive from a volume point of view for Bobst. Very difficult from pricing, this is well known, and we continue to invest in skills, in technicians, in logistics, and in tooling to have really a different offering compared to local competitors. We do not suffer in China from European competitors. We suffer really from the local-based competitors.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. We have another question coming from the line of Bernard Signorel from 3D Asset Management. Please go ahead with your question, Bernard.
Thank you. Good afternoon together. Mr. Bobst, I have a question. You were luckily hatching your backlog in the first half of this year at 120. Would you consider doing that again, saying the euro remains around 105 for the second half of the year? Would you hatch the euro at such a level?
Thank you very much for the question. Yes, we continue the philosophy and the strategy as we have hedged everything when we sold the equipment. We will continue to hedge deal by deal, being in euro, being in dollars. This strategy and policy remains valid.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. There appears to be no further questions, so I'd like to hand the meeting back to Mr. Bobst for his closing remarks.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Bobst Group Management, I would like to thank you for your interest and questions. We are looking forward to welcome you in May for the Consolidated Result 2014 Analyst and Media Conference on March 17. Thank you very much and bye-bye.
Thank you, Mr. Bobst. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes today's conference. On behalf of the Bobst Group, thank you for your participation.